Current guidelines for the Badger logo clothes the university buys require the factories that make them in places like Honduras and Indonesia to allow workers to organize unions, but there's no requirement that all the factories actually be unionized. This week, students and faculty on the UW anti-sweatshop panel voted unanimously to recommend that Chancellor John Wiley adopt a tougher standard that would be phased in over 3 years. Panel member and political science professor Dennis Driesang says the goal is to prevent factories from cutting and running after monitors have certified them as complying with the current rules. He says many factories are moving to China, which doesn't allow independent unions.
Part of the idea is that if we start making sure that they know that they have to have this apparel produced in unionized shops, maybe we can keep a lot of these jobs in Indonesia, as an example, rather than having all these jobs go to China where conditions are really pretty poor.
The new union requirement would apply to 25% of the factories the university buys from next year and then increase to 75% by 2009. Unionized shops would translate into higher prices for UW sweatshirts, t-shirts, and caps so that workers could be paid more. But a spokesperson for the chancellor's office, Don Krim, says besides the impact on consumers, there are also unanswered questions about how to enforce the rule.
What about the factories that are doing good work for their workers where wages are being paid? Will those factories be rewarded under this proposal?
Krim says Chancellor Wiley will confer with officials at some of the other universities considering the change before approving it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.